Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're reading from Canto 7, Chapter 5, titled Prahlad, the Saintly Son of Hiranyakashipu, text number 30. Sri Parado Vacha. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova. Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vratanam. Adanta Gobir Visitam Tamisram. Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam. Sri Parada Vacha. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova. Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vratanam. Adanta Gobir Visatam Tamisram. Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam. Sri Parada Vacha. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova. Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vratanam. Adanta Gobir Visatam Tamisram. Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam. Adanta Gobir Visitam Tamisram. Sri Parada Vacha. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova. Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vritanam. Adanta Gobir Visitam Tamisram. Puna Punas Charvita Charvananam. Mat Viparadu Vacha. Matirna Krishne Parata Svatova. Pandita Gahavatana. Adanta Gopi Visatam Tamisam. Puna Punas Charvita Charvana. Matajis.
Charvita Charvanam. Shri Parada Vacha. Matina Krishna Purita Svatova.
Sri Paradu Vacha. Prahlad Maharaj said, Mati, inclination, na, never, Krishna, unto Lord Krishna, Parataha, from the instructions of others, Svataha, from their own understanding, Va, either, Mitaha, from combined effort, abhipadyate, is developed, griha vritanam, of persons too addicted to the materialistic bodily conception of life, adanta, uncontrolled, gobihi, by the senses, vishatam, entering, tamisram, hellish life, punaha, again, punaha, again, charvita, things already chewed, charvananam, who are chewing. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj replied, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Purport. In this verse, the words Matir na Krishna refer to devotional service rendered to Krishna. So-called politicians, erudite scholars, and philosophers who read Bhagavad Gita try to twist some meaning from it to suit their material purposes, but their misunderstandings of Krishna will not yield them any profit. Because such politicians, philosophers, and scholars are interested in using Bhagavad Gita as a vehicle for adjusting things materially, for them constant thought of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is impossible. Matir na Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 1855, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati, only through devotional service can one understand Krishna as he is. The so-called politicians and scholars think of Krishna as fictitious. The politician says that his Krishna is different from the Krishna depicted in Bhagavad Gita. Even though he accepts Krishna and Ram as the supreme, he thinks of Ram and Krishna as impersonal, because he has no idea of service to Krishna. Thus his only business is puna punas charvita charvananam, chewing the chewed again and again. The aim of such politicians and academic scholars is to enjoy this material world with their bodily senses. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that those who are grihavrata, whose only aim is to live comfortably with the body in the material world, cannot understand Krishna. The two expressions, grihavrata and charvita-charvananam, indicate that a materialistic person tries to enjoy sense gratification in different bodily forms life after life, but is still unsatisfied. In the name of personalism, this ism, or that ism, such persons always remain attached to the materialistic way of life. Stated in Bhagavad Gita 2:44, Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam taya paritta chetasam vyavasatmaka buddhi samadhana vidyate. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Those who are attached to material enjoyment cannot be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. They cannot understand Bhagavan, Krishna, or his instruction, Bhagavad Gita. Adanta go bhir visatam tamisram. Their path actually leads toward hellish life. As confirmed by Rishabhdev, Mahat Sevam Dvoram Ahur Vimukte. One must try to understand Krishna by serving a devotee. The word Mahat refers to a devotee. Mahatmanas tu mam parta daivim prakritim asritaha. Bhajantyananya manaso gyatva bhutadim avyayam. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. From the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 13. A Mahatma is one who is constantly engaged in devotional service, 24 hours a day. As explained in the following verses, unless one adheres to such a great personality, one cannot understand Krishna. Hiranyakashipu wanted to know where Prahlad had gotten this Krishna consciousness. Who had taught him? Prahlad sarcastically replied, "My dear father, persons like you never understand Krishna. One can understand Krishna only by serving a Mahat, a great soul. Those who try to adjust material conditions are said to be chewing the chewed. No one has been able to adjust material conditions, but life after life, generation after generation, people try and repeatedly fail. Unless one is properly trained by a Mahatma, or unalloyed devotee of the Lord, there is no possibility of one's understanding Krishna and his devotional service." Srila Prabhupada ki? Om Agyanta Marandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutade Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vanchakalpa Tvubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. So Sri Prahlad Maharaj is replying to Hiranyakashipu, who just asked him, "You rascal, most fallen of our family, if you have not received this education from your teachers, where have you gotten it?" And Prahlad Maharaj is instructing his father, which is interesting because in Sri Prahlad's answer, he's saying that those who are too addicted to materialistic life, their inclinations toward Krishna are never roused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. So Prahlad Maharaj has been trying to instruct his father to get him onto the right path of devotional service. But because of his demoniac mentality, wanting to lord it over material nature and enjoy the senses, he's unable to take to the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj. And this is a very famous verse that Srila Prabhupada refers to many times, chewing the chewed. Jivera Srupa Hoy Krishna Nityadas. We are all eternal servants of Krishna, all living entities. Yet somehow or other we've fallen into this ocean of birth and death. And in this ocean of birth and death, we're trying so hard to enjoy the senses. Because rather than trying to serve the senses of Krishna, of God, we are in illusion. And we think the goal of life is to enjoy the material senses. And that is being referred to here as chewing that which has already been chewed. Srila Prabhupada would always give the example of sugar cane. Anybody who's been to India, you've seen kids chewing on sugar cane. So Srila Prabhupada said that somebody comes along and chews up sugar cane, chews it, gets all the juice out and then throws it down. And then somebody will come up, pick it up, and try and get some more juice out of it. And so this is what we're doing lifetime after lifetime, is we're chewing the chewed. Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, all these things that's the basic foundation of enjoying the senses, is eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. And you see that people are doing the same thing over and over again. But they think that somehow this time it's going to be different. I've enjoyed this before, and now I'm going to enjoy it again, but always trying to get something new. And you see it so much in our society nowadays. It's so prevalent, this chewing the chewed. iPhone 5 has just come out. The next smartphone's coming out. The next iPad's coming out. So constantly, every other year, it seems like they're upgrading and trying to get people motivated to buy and satisfy their senses in the same way that they've been satisfying their senses, but they just call it a different name. You even see it in movies, books. It's all the same stories. It's all the same storylines over and over again. And yet people think, oh no, I'm going to enjoy this way now. I'm going to enjoy differently this way. But it's the same thing. And we get caught up in the cycle, life after life, of chewing the chewed. And Srila Prabhupada points out that the only way to be free from the cycle of illusion is Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Vimukte. We have to serve the devotees. We have to understand devotional service by the Mahatmas. And today is a very wonderful opportunity, a very auspicious occasion, that we can meditate on the great souls who've disappeared on this day. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. It's their Tirobhav, their disappearance day today. And why do we want to remember the great souls on their disappearance days? Because these are our heroes. Amala Bhakta Prabhu is very often pointing this out, that you know, we mistakenly take heroes of this material world, like basketball players, football players, athletes, movie stars. We're trying to find heroes, people to look up to. And in Krishna consciousness, through the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have so many great souls to meditate on. And when we meditate on their lives, then we take deeply into our hearts their humility, their compassion, their austerity, their devotional service. We want to meditate on them so that someday we can also develop good qualities like them. But we should never imitate. If we try to imitate the activities of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, we would die. As we will get to, his austerities are unparalleled in the Gaudiya Vaishnava history. And in this verse today, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's life gives us so much more illumination into this verse. Because Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he was born, he appeared in 1494, 8 years after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he appeared in a town known as Saptagram. And his father was Govardhan Majumdar, and his uncle was named Hiranya. Both of them together, they were wealthy, multi-millionaires compared to today. They would take in 2 million coins. I don't know, every year or something like 2 million rupees. And they were supposed to give 1,500,000 coins, but they would keep 300 extra, so they were getting about 800,000 coins, 800,000 rupees. And just to put that in perspective of what the rupee is today, it says that back then 1 rupee would get 650 pounds of rice. So they were getting 800,000 rupees. So he was born to such a wealthy family, and they were devotees of sorts. The family guru was Yadu Nandana Acharya and Balaramacharya. And at an early age, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was able to have the association of Haridas Thakur. After Haridas Thakur converted the prostitute in Benipol, he went to the house of Balaramacharya. And Yadu Nandana Acharya, he was the disciple of Advaita Acharya, but he had taken shelter of Vasudev Dutt Thakur. And so Haridas Thakur came, Raghunath Das Goswami was able to serve Haridas Thakur and get Haridas Thakur's full mercy. And then later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in 1510, he went to Shantipur. Nityananda Prabhu tricked him from going to Vrindavan and brought him to Advaita Acharya's house. And Raghunath Das Goswami then met Lord Chaitanya. So he's the first of the six Goswamis to meet Lord Chaitanya. And when he met Lord Chaitanya, he became like a madman. All he wanted to do was run away from his wealth. He wanted to run away from his family and join Lord Chaitanya. And they would bring him back by force. And it would become an everyday affair. He would run away. And his father had to eventually put guards on him to make sure that he wouldn't escape. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, after a while, he met Lord Chaitanya again. When Lord Chaitanya attempted to go to Vrindavan again, he only got as far as Kanai Natashala. He came back to Shantipur, and he said to Raghunath Das Goswami, "Why are you acting like a madman? You know, why are you trying to act like Markita Vairaga? Krishna will eventually release you from this position, but you should be patient and you should practice Yukta Vairagya. Internally, be detached. Externally, act like a pounds and shillings man," is what Srila Prabhupada says. And so Raghunath Das Goswami took the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he settled down. His parents got him married, and he, for, I think this is 1 year, he acted as the manager, general manager of his father and uncle's wealth. Now, since they were taking more than what they should have, a Turkish chowdhury, a tax collector, became envious, and he became an enemy of Hiranya and Govardhan. And he came to arrest Govardhan and Hiranya Majumdar, but they left. They fled. And so he took Raghunath Das Goswami into custody. And when he was in custody, the Turkish chowdhury wanted to beat Raghunath Das Goswami. He would yell at him and say, get your uncle here, get your father here. Where are they? Where are they heading? You know where they are. And he wanted to beat Raghunath Das Goswami, but every time he saw the lotus face of Raghunath, he wouldn't touch him. Plus, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami points out that Raghunath Das Goswami was of the Kayasta caste. And so he didn't want to physically injure him and then have the Kayasta class come after him also. So Raghunath Das Goswami, after meditating on how to be freed, he came up with a plan. And he started glorifying the Turkish chowdhury, saying, "You were such a saintly person. You know, I'm like your son. You know, you're like the brother of my father and my uncle. You're brothers, and brothers fight, and you know, one day they're friends, one day they're all of this will go over. You'll be friends again. But you're such a saintly person. Why do you want to keep your own son locked up? Your dependent locked up?" And when he heard and saw Raghunath Goswami's face, he started crying. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says his tears were gliding down his beard. And so he let Raghunath Das Goswami go on the pretext that he had to arrange a meeting between Hiranya and Govardhan. And he arranged the meeting and everything was fine. So a year like this passed. But then, again, he was eager to go see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And he ran away again. And again, he was captured and brought back. And so it's interesting that Raghunath Das Goswami, he had everything that a materialistic person would want. As we're reading in this verse, materialistic people, they're chewed and they're making progress toward a hellish condition. So this is a dream. Even Raghunath Das Goswami's mother was saying, bind him with ropes. Keep him from leaving. Just bind him with ropes. And his father, Govardhan, said, we've bound him with the opulence of Indradev. We've bound him with a wife that's more beautiful than an heavenly damsel. He has everything, but he's become a madman, a batula. He's become a madman because of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So we see that, you know, this is a materialistic person's dream to be in Raghunath Das Goswami's position, and he's running away from it. He could even use it in Krishna's service. His uncle and his father were using it in the service of the Vaishnavas, of Brahmins, but he just wanted to run away towards Lord Chaitanya. And so after the Chaudhary incident, we know the pastime of the Panihati festival. Raghunath Das Goswami went and met Lord Nityananda and received the full mercy of Lord Nityananda by serving all the devotees there, giving them chipped rice and dahi. And it's a beautiful pastime, very long, we won't talk about it now. But at that time, Lord Nityananda put both of his feet on the head of Raghunath Das Goswami and said, soon you will be able to be with Lord Chaitanya and you will be one of his intimate associates. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, he's thinking, how am I going to go? How am I going to go see Lord Chaitanya? And that year, Shivananda Sen and the devotees, they left for Bengal. I mean, they left from Bengal to Jagannath Puri, as they did every year. They would stay 4 months. So he's thinking, if I run away with them, I will be immediately caught. So I'll think of another way. And that night, Yadunandana Acharya, the priest, he came to Raghunath Das Goswami. The guards were sleeping. And he took Raghunath Das Goswami and he said, I need some help. The Brahmin who does the pujari service, he's left his service. I need help trying to get him back into the service. Can you please help me? And so Raghunath Das Goswami, he left with Yadunanda Acharya in the middle of the night. And at this time, they were halfway there. And Raghunath Das Goswami started thinking, this is a perfect opportunity. So he told Yadunanda Acharya that, okay, you go back and I'll take care of the Brahmin disciple. You go back to the house, I'll take care of everything. So Yadunanda Acharya, he went back. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he left. And he didn't travel by the main paths. He went deep into the jungles so that nobody would catch him. And he traveled for 30 miles. And then he entered a cow herder's shed. And he stayed the night there. And in the morning, the cow, the gopa, gave him some milk. And so then he continued on his journey to Jagannath Puri. It took him 12 days. Out of those 12 days, he only ate 3 days. He only was able to eat 3 of those days. And it had reached his father that Raghunath Das Goswami's gone. And everybody was up in a roar. So he immediately sent men to Shivananda Sen's party. He must have gone with Shivananda Sen. So they went and Shivananda Sen said, no, he didn't travel with us. So they went back. And Raghunath Das Goswami, after the 12 days, he went to Jagannath Puri. And he went right to where Lord Chaitanya was staying. And Lord Chaitanya was in the assembly of his devotees, headed by Sarup Damodar Goswami, and he paid his obeisances. And he grabbed a hold of Lord Chaitanya's feet. And Lord Chaitanya picked him up and lovingly embraced him. And he said that just see how there's nothing like Krishna's mercy. Krishna's mercy can do anything. He saved you from the materialistic life. And Lord Chaitanya said that this materialistic life is like a ditch in which people pass stool. And he said that your uncle and your father, they're related to Nilambar Chakravarti, so they're like my grandfathers, and I can joke like this. And he said that Govardhan and Hiranya, they're somewhat devotees, but they're like worms in that stool of materialistic life. And it's good that you've come. And so Raghunath Das Goswami was then placed under the guidance of Srup Damodar Goswami. He actually became known as Srup Era Raghu, the Raghu of Svarup. And so after 6 days of being with Lord Chaitanya, his renunciation, his divine renunciation started really come alive. After 6 days, he stopped taking meals with the regular devotees. And he would go out at the Singhajwar gate, which is the main gate of Jagannath temple, and he would beg. And Lord Chaitanya liked this very much. Lord Chaitanya even, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that renunciation is the main quality of those who follow Lord Chaitanya. It's their main wealth, austerity. And so then after some time, he even stopped begging at Singhadwar Gate. He would only go to the shopkeepers and he would beg a little bit. And Lord Chaitanya liked this even more. He was saying that, just see, when you're begging in the front of the Singhadwar Gate, so many people are coming, you're thinking, oh, this person gave me this, this person's going to give me that. Your mind is constantly thinking about how you're going to be fed. He said, somebody who's addicted to the tongue will never achieve Krishna. And so, at this time, Shivananda Sen came again with the devotees from Bengal, and this time, his father, Govardhan, sent money and sent 10 Brahmins to cook. And so he employed these Brahmins and the money in meals for Lord Chaitanya for 2 years. And after 2 years, he stopped doing this. And Lord Chaitanya, he went to Srup Damodar Goswami and he asked, why did he stop? And Raghunath Das Goswami had stated that he was taking from materialistic people and he was trying to engage that in the Lord's service. And he said he felt himself becoming materialistically inclined. And Lord Chaitanya stated that, yes, those who take food grains and live off of materialistic people, they become materialistic. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, he further dived into his renunciation by even giving up the begging at the shopkeepers. There's a place where they put all of the old prasadam. After 2 or 3 days, they take the Jagannath prasadam and they place it in a place where the cows of Tailanga are. And after so many days, the food decomposes and not even the cows will eat that. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he would take the rice. He would go at night and he would take the rice and he would wash it with lots of water. And inside would be the hard portion of the rice, and he would just eat that with a little bit of salt. And so Srup Damodar Goswami, he saw Raghunath Das Goswami eating like this one day, and he said, oh, you're keeping the nectar from us. We're eating, and you're having such a feast. And he took part of the morsel. He said, I've never tasted nectar like this before. Lord Chaitanya found out, and there's a beautiful painting of Lord Chaitanya trying to grab the rice of Raghunath Das Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami is trying to hold it back. And Lord Chaitanya is tasting the nectar. And he said, I've never tasted prasadam like this. And then he tried again, and Srup Damodar stopped him, saying, this prasadam is not for you. So this is Raghunath Das Goswami. It says here in the purport that those mahatmas, 24 hours a day, they're engaged. And we should follow in their footsteps. Raghunath Das Goswami, 22 hours a day, he would be engaged in chanting the holy names and remembering Radha and Krishna. He would be completely engaged 22 hours a day. He would only sleep for an hour and a half. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, even sometimes that was not possible. He would offer daily 1,000 obeisances to the Lord. He would chant 100,000 names, and he would offer obeisances to 2,000 Vaishnavas every day. This is Raghunath Das Goswami. We can't even conceive of something like that, you know. But meditating on him, really taking in his qualities, we can receive his mercy to fully engage ourselves in Radha Krishna Seva. So after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, they left this world, Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to go to Vrindavan. He wanted to go meet Rupa and Sanatan, and then he wanted to jump from Govardhan Hill and end his life because he couldn't live without the Lord's association. Today on disappearance days, on the Tirobhav ceremonies, we usually sing the beautiful song that Narottam Das Thakur has written. And he's crying out about how he's in such separation from the Lord, such separation from the devotees, that he wants to smash his head with a rock and enter into fire. This is the devotee's mood of really wanting to be in the association of devotees and to have the association of the Lord, this mood of separation. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he went to Vrindavan and he achieved the association of Rupa and Sanatan, and they kept him from jumping from Govardhan Hill. I also forgot that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was given a Govardhan Shila and conch shells, Gunjamala, from Shankarananda Sarasvati, a sannyasi that came from Vrindavan. And he worshipped that Govardhan Shila for 3 years. Every day he would keep it around his neck, he would cry, he would smell it, he would keep it pressed to him because he said this is non-different than the body of Krishna. And so he gave Govardhan Shila and the Gunjamala to Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, inside he knew that Lord Chaitanya, he's given me the service of Giriraj. He's given me the service of Govardhan Hill and an eternal residence at Govardhan Hill. And by the Gunjamala, he's given me over to Srimati Radharani. And so Rupa Goswami is known as our Sambandha Guru. Sanatan Goswami is known as our Sambandha Guru. Rupa Goswami is known as our Abhideya Guru. And Raghunath Das Goswami is known as our Prayojana Guru. In his deep writings, which Srila Prabhupada states as the Stavavali, Dhanakeli Kumudi, and Dhanakeli Chintamani, and then the Mukta Charita, he gives such a divine inspiration to dive at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. And also today is the disappearance day of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who's a disciple of Raghunath Das Goswami, his Siksha disciple. And he would hear daily, Raghunath Das Goswami would speak for 3 hours every day about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami would hear constantly from Raghunath Das Goswami. And so we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is the highest scripture, which Srila Prabhupada has given to us, and everybody should read. Everybody should dive into the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it's also the disappearance day of Raghunath Bhat Goswami. And in the purport here, Srila Prabhupada is talking about how politicians, erudite scholars, and philosophers try to twist their own meaning out of the Bhagavad Gita. And there's a very famous story in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about Raghunath Bhat Goswami, about how he was born under Tapan Mishra, who was an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya. His story is also told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 16, Adi Leela, if you want to read later. But Tapan Mishra, he went to Varanasi, and his son was Raghunath Bhat Goswami. So Raghunath Bhat Goswami served his parents, and then he wanted to go see Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. So he left, and on his way, he met a person named Ramdas. Ramdas was known as a very famous chanter of the names of Ram. He was known as a great devotee of Ram. And so he traveled with Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, and he would wash Raghunath Bhatt Goswami's dishes after eating, and he would serve Raghunath Bhatt Goswami by carrying his luggage. And so they both saw Lord Chaitanya at the same time. Raghunath Bhatt Goswami paid his obeisances, and Lord Chaitanya came and he embraced Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. However, Lord Chaitanya had nothing to do with Ramdas Vishwas. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, because Ramdas outwardly, he was seen as a great devotee, but inwardly, he wanted to become Ram. He was chanting, he was serving Ram, he was meditating on Ram, so he could become Ram. Instead of taking Raghunath Bhatt Goswami's association and, you know, really learning from him what true devotional service is, he maintained this conception that he would become Ram. So today we can meditate on these great souls. We should sing the Sri Sri Shad Goswami Astikam. We should sing the prayers of Narottam Das Thakur of the disappearance day. Because this is our process. Our process is to be trained up. It says here, one has to be properly trained by Mahatma. One has to be properly trained by the unalloyed devotees of the Lord. And we can learn how to practically serve Krishna, serve the devotees, by hearing the pastimes of the associates of the Lord. We can speak so much philosophy, but the philosophy is demonstrated in the lives of the great souls. Bhrigupati Prabhu has a question or a comment or further glorification of the great souls. You, Prabhu, you can answer your question better than I can, Prabhu. You're a senior devotee. You should enlighten us. It's never explained. But at the same time, it's interesting that Prabhupada in the purport here, so many people have read Bhagavad Gita. It says here, politicians, erudite scholars, philosophers who read Bhagavad Gita, or even serve the pure devotees, they twist their own meanings out of it, unless they give up their sense gratification, unless they give up their concepts they can't fully take. I mean, even Prahlad Maharaj is saying, their inclinations toward Krishna are never roused, either by the instructions of others. Why didn't Prahlad Maharaj, you know, Hiranyakashipu didn't take the advice of Prahlad Maharaj? But that's a nice question. Would anybody else like to say something on the Goswamis or give any comment, correction? Sachitanoi Prabhu? We can. All the devotees that would like to go to breakfast, they can. Otherwise, we can sing the song here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki? Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami ki? Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki? Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki?